You're listening to The Drew Marshall Show on Joy 1250.
Nothing like a little America when you're calling your favorite American. Folks, a very, very good friend and some would say a recurring nightmare? No. A bad rash? No. She hangs out with us a lot. She's fun. But I'm not sure if I'm going to give her the big intro, because I don't even know if she's going to be there on the phone. She's working on some movie set up in the mountains somewhere, you know, hillbilly land, and she can only get one bar of reception on her phone. Candace, can you hear me?
I can hear you. A rash, really, Drew? A rash.
That's how I did.
Should I hang up right now?
That's how
I think I lost that one bar.
Oh, yeah. That's how I introduced you last time, so I just thought we'd keep it going. First of all, let's start off with this. The reason I played America, playing a horse with no name, is because I found out you were at a little fundraiser recently where America was playing.
See, I didn't even make that connection. I was like, I knew every song that they sang, but I'd never heard of them.
Oh man, you know what? Sometimes when I pick on homeschoolers and their sheltered life, I always think of you. I don't know why. I just. You know.
Thanks.
But no, that was apparently quite a fun night. John Stamos got up and joined America, right?
Yeah, he did. He played the drums, and he's awesome on them. Yeah, we had a fun night. I saw Jody Sweetin and Lori Loughlin there, and then a bunch of his ER friends, and it was good.
Yeah, well, speaking of Jody Sweetin, Dave Coulier and Jody Sweetin are doing a new TV series together. Well, is it internet TV? I don't know. It's a new series called...
Yeah, it's a web series.
Web series called Can't Get Arrested. And I understand that you begged them to be in one episode, and they took pity on you and gave you two episodes.
Is that what you heard?
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
At what point do I hang up? Because I'm just like, you know, it just becomes this abusive relationship, and I just take all of it. I don't know, Drew. Really?
What's going on with Make It or Break It? Come on, seriously. I know you're begging for roles, but is this thing still going or what?
Make It or Break It is picked up for a third season. It's kind of a half season. And I don't know if I'm actually coming back because I'm working on a movie right now. And so so I don't know. They started filming and I'm doing something else.
Okay.
So
all right.
I might be back. I might not.
What are you filming right now? Can you tell us? Is that allowed?
Yeah, totally. I'm doing a Hallmark movie called Puppy Love. That'll
wow.
probably be on in the springtime.
Is that starring Donny Osmond?
A little romantic. True.
Tell us about the setup, Puppy Love, because we're going to be all waiting, all just a tingle, waiting for the Puppy Love to come out here with Candace Cameron. Set it up.
She falls in love with a dog and a guy.
Really? Really?
Yeah.
To quote you, really?
It's Puppy Love. It's a sweet little romantic comedy, but there is a little dog involved. You know, but it's the guy that she doesn't like, and then there might be a happily ever after.
Right.
Sure.
Right. Folks, we are on the phone with the one and only Candace Cameron Bure, actress, author, friend, and, I'm trying to think of some other little descriptors we could put
that
in there.
That kind of made me think of Jesus, friend, father, savior.
You
can just rattle them off.
Well, of all the people I know, you are the closest to Jesus, so maybe that does work right there. Did you spend any time with Patrick Warburton recently?
Why are you pulling all these names out that I don't really know? I don't know. Did I? Patrick?
Well, I know that Kevin Jonas hosted the Give Back Hollywood Foundation's Xbox Miracle of Music benefit, the longest title for a benefit in the history of benefits.
And somehow my name was on that list, wasn't it?
Yeah. Did you not actually go to it?
No, I didn't. I actually saw that my name was on the list with one of the Jonas Brothers, and I was like, "Yeah, no, I wasn't there. I don't even think I was invited."
Yeah, this is. I know your publicist tells you to do this kind of thing. You always RSVP with a yes, so that your name gets on the publicity, but you don't go. I know you don't go to these things.
Oh, that's what it is. Yes,
because you're too busy hanging out with Denise Richard, Allison Sweeney, and Allie Landry, who just had a baby, might I just say.
Yes, she did. She did. I love that you're like full of fun facts and you just like Google the news with my name on it.
It's called Creeper.
You call me. Seriously.
That's what I am. I'm just a big freaking creeper. So who are you closest with in that little group of gossipy women? Allie Landry, Allison Sweeney, or Denise Richards?
You know what? They're kind of all new friends. So it was kind of a funny thing how we all, you see everyone all the time at events, and we finally were like, let's all have dinner and get to know each other. And so I'm still getting to know all of them.
Okay. All right. Denise Richards, does she have a place in New York that you know of?
I don't. And Drew, I'm like, this is turning gossipy.
Well,
are you asking me these questions?
No, the only reason I'm asking that is because my attorney, which just sounds weird, was recently. I know. Yeah, was recently at her place in New York, if my memory serves me correct. And I just, eventually, what I'm hoping to get around to is talking about Kevin Bacon here eventually. Who was in a movie with him?
Denise Richards was in a movie with Kevin Bacon.
There you go. You see? Thank you very much.
There you go.
That's how it works right there. Now, the biggest news that everyone wants.
This movie called The Heart of Christmas.
Excuse me. We're not there yet, Puddin'. We're not there, Cupcake. The biggest thing people want to know is, what did you buy at Off Fifth on Black Friday at 3 in the morning?
I happen to be wearing my purchase right now, and it's a big down coat. Because it's freezing where I'm at, but I really bought it to wear it in the arenas when my boys play hockey.
Right.
And I got a great deal on it.
Here's the thing I love about Candace and Val. These guys, they're big deals, right? They're loaded. They're filthy, filthy rich, right? But they live humbly. As a matter of fact, they've downsized twice in their home, and Candace will go out at 3 in the morning on Black Friday just to get a good deal, right?
Why should I pay more if I don't have to?
Exactly. Did Natasha go with you? Was she shopping with you?
No, Natasha didn't go with me.
Okay.
That was my Canadian accent.
Natasha.
Did you pick up on that?
Natasha.
Yeah, Natasha. Because we in America would say Natasha.
Yeah, sorry. how is my favorite little Russian girl doing, by the way?
She's doing very well. She was sick with pneumonia for a couple weeks, as you already know, but she's doing great. She's actually coming to the set in a couple of hours, and she's going to hang with me for the day.
Fantastic. Fantastic.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's talk about this Heart of Christmas. I have, as usual, this doesn't surprise you, but I have a complaint to start off with this production. You ready?
I'm ready.
This morning, just before I decided to leave for the studio, I put in the DVD. I had the time all set aside to sit down and watch this sucker. Candace, within 10 minutes, 10 stinking minutes, I started crying. What kind of a heart-jerking Christmas movie is this?
I know, but it's so good. Did you finish it?
No, I couldn't finish it. I was sobbing like a little girl. I can't come to a show like that.
This is definitely not your cheesy Christmas movie about Santa Claus and Twinkle Toes and Mistletoe.
Did you say Twinkle Toes?
I did, and I meant Mistletoe. I said that after. Drew, when I think of you, I think of Twinkle Toes.
Oh, yeah.
This is based on a true story, and it is very sad because it's a little boy that was diagnosed with a rare form of leukemia who wasn't given much time to live. And their parents were very upset. He was, when it came October, they only gave him a few weeks left to live, and they were upset that their son would probably never see his last Christmas or see another Christmas. And so they started putting up their Christmas lights in October, and this whole town and other places in the world, really, they all kind of rallied around and started putting up their Christmas lights early in honor of Dax. And so the story, that's what it's all about, but it does have an uplifting ending because the character that I play is one of the only fictitious characters in the movie, like me and my family. Mm-hmm. And I play this very busy working mom and she's kind of neglecting her family and her priorities are totally off. And then she starts reading this blog.
By the way, you played that role really, really well. It looked very natural.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, we saw the screening and Val looked at me and he goes, honey, you're not even acting. You just say that at all. Thanks, baby. Thanks so much. Love you.
Oh, that's funny.
So I read the blog of the mom whose son has leukemia, and it starts obviously affecting me and to reevaluate my priorities. And I, you know, you realize life is short and the moments are precious. And so it does have an uplifting ending because you just see the heart transformation that a whole family goes through. And, it's a great movie. The other super cool thing about the movie is that the Locke family, they are trying to raise $1.7 million to run St. Jude's Research Hospital for one day. That's the hospital which their son was at. And they'll tell you that they don't think that they could have gotten through that time in their life without being at St. Jude's because of the way they really loved on them and cared for them. And so they want to bless other families and be able to just give back and run the place for a day.
Fantastic.
And I think that's super cool. Yeah.
Yeah, that's totally cool. Well, it airs tomorrow night, Sunday, December 4th, opposite the television special that I'm in. But thankfully, The Heart of Christmas is on GMC. And if you have GMC up here in Canada, that means you also have the ability to PVR, or as they say in the United States, DVR. So you can record one show and watch the other. You can watch my special, and then, you know, I don't know how you figure it out. But Candace, by the way, did you know that I have a television special of my own?
I did not, Drew. What's it about?
Oh, apparently it's all about you, life is. No, it's, well, remember when I was in Israel for the month last year filming a television special?
Oh, I do.
Yeah, well, it airs this
That's
weekend.
It.
Yeah, there it is. So when I come down.
Did you get to see it?
Yeah, when I come down to L.A. in January, I think, because it keeps getting put off, I will bring a copy with me, okay?
Sounds good. I would like to see it.
And we will sit in your living room and eat tofu or wheatgrass or whatever the heck you eat these days. Now, listen, Sophia Sinise is in this movie. Is she? That's not related to Gary Sinise, is she?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. I really don't.
I just saw the last name and thought, I wonder. Now, I did notice that you were putting a little abuse out there on the internet for me. I don't appreciate you going public and telling other people to be cheeky with me because I appreciate sarcasm. Burgess Jenkins was a guest on our show last week, and, of course, he played your husband in this movie, The Heart of Christmas.
Yes. What did he say about me?
We talked
what
off
you
air.
Ask him about me?
We talked off air a lot about you, and we talked a little bit on air about you as well. And the only thing that he was willing to say was that you are easily wound up. In other words, a lot of fun to pick on.
Yes, that seems to be the theme of my life.
Yeah, well, that's why we love you.
I guess I like to laugh through it.
Yeah.
I am. Yeah. I pick on quite easily. I enjoy it, though. It's like every man wants to be my big brother.
Yeah, fun. Yeah. Yeah, that's that's fortunate for Val that that's all every man wants to be is your big brother.
Well.
speaking of Val, how are the wines selling? And we have about a minute left in this interview, and I want to talk about the wines because I'm quite interested in Bure family wines.
The wines are doing quite well. We got two scores of 99 for two of our wines, which is incredible. And I think there's some distribution up in Canada, which is great, but it's growing, and he's adding another varietal, and he was just in Japan, and it's really good, really, really good.
My trusty assistant, Tim the Tool, just did a little internet research while you were rattling on there about something, and he said he came up with a little note that said that Sophia Sinise is Gary Sinise's daughter. So there you go. You were in a production with Gary Sinise's daughter, and that's exciting right there.
Yes, it is.
It took a little CSI research on our end to figure that out, but anyway. Candace, look.
I'm surprised you didn't do that before the interview.
Okay.
Sorry. I mean, what?
Yeah, thanks. Thank you very much. All the effort I put into making this interview just what it is. Candace, you know.
I love you.
You know, yeah, exactly. That's how it was going to end. You know I care, right? You know I care?
I know you care. That I do.
Okay. good. That's how we'll end it right there.
Folks, are we going to get sentimental?
No, that's it. We're getting out of this, man. I got to move on. Seriously, okay. I'm starting to get creeped out. I already cried this morning from watching you on TV. So, Candace Cameron Bure, you can go to her website, of course, is CandaceCameronBure.net, and you can follow everything she does on there. You can follow her Twitter feed because she tweets a lot, a little too much, some might say. Revealing all sorts of interesting aspects of her real and bizarre life. She's a fine young lady, and boy, does she love Jesus. There we go. That's a great way to end it right there.
That was perfect.
All right, we'll
and
talk.
Drew loves Jesus, too, and he just forgot that he loves Jesus.
You are brutal. You are just brutal. Candace, I love you heaps. We'll talk soon.
Okay, love you guys. Bye.
All right, take care. Bye-bye. Candace Cameron on the Drew Marshall Show. Sorry, Candace Cameron Bure. Val, I know you're listening. Can you change her prescription without her knowing, please? Can you just help her out that way? That would help the rest of us out.
Put something in her wheatgrass.
You put something in her tofu. Whatever the heck she eats. She's one healthy girl. And actually, to be honest, I should have said this to her when she was on the phone, but it would sound like I was sucking up. She is really a really good actress. She is.
Definitely, yes.
Well, how do you know? What else have you seen
her other than Full House? I know. I've seen her on the Make It or Break It.
Oh, you have?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, she is quite good.
Yeah.
All right, let's move along.
Like what you've heard? Listen again online at drewmarshall.ca. Maybe you've been thinking about advertising your organization on the radio, but don't really have the budget for a long-term marketing campaign? Well, what if we gave you a show? The Drew Marshall Show is currently offering an innovative advertising concept for the small business owner or charity. With web stats and listenership at an all-time high, Canada's most listened to spiritual talk show is offering you an opportunity to partner with us one show at a time. Consider sponsoring one show and we'll introduce you to our listening audience for the day. Drew will mention your organization every hour during our four-hour show, including a live phone interview. We'll also post your logo and website link on our website for an entire month. If you're thinking about promoting a special event, product, or upcoming sale, or if you just want to test the radio advertising waters without a huge investment, then consider becoming a one-day advertising partner with The Drew Marshall Show. Go to drewmarshall.ca for details or call Joy 1250 on 905-845-2821, extension 367. That's 905-845-2821, extension 367.